Now, it's your turn with Dave Mullarkey. 724-283-2525. It's Butler County's only live call-in talk show. It's your turn on 680 AM WISR and worldwide on the internet at WISR680.com. It's your turn, 724-283-2525. And now, it's your turn with Dave Mullarkey.
Good afternoon once again, everyone. Welcome. Nice to have you with us on the Friday at last edition of It's Your Turn. Nice to have you here. It's open talk to begin the program today. A little bit later, we're going to be chatting with a medical doctor, Dr. Susan Blum, about arthritis and healing arthritis. I know there are a lot of people that suffer with that condition. Some people who have suffered with it for years and years and years, decades even. So you might be interested if you or someone in your family is suffering from arthritis. Dr. Susan Blum. We'll be chatting with her a little bit later. But open talk to begin the program today. Our phone number, as usual, is 283-2525. 283-2525. I hope you've enjoyed some of the interviews we've had this week. Interesting stuff. We talked for the first time since she was sworn into office. New 11th District State Representative Marcy Mostello was with us earlier in the week. Other guests included Pat Collins, the Executive Director of the Butler County Historical Society. Pat was with us yesterday, filling us in on the big celebration this Sunday at Cooper Cabin, which has been closed for a while. Couple of years, I guess, but it's opening up this Sunday. They're having a Pioneer Festival there Sunday afternoon. Sounds kind of fun. We have lots of other good guests, too. Hope you enjoyed. Open talk right now. The big topic of discussion for the past few days, of course, has been the, once again, incredible mass shootings that we had last weekend. One in El Paso, Texas, 22 people murdered there, and many, many others critically injured. And then in Dayton, Ohio, 9 people killed there. Both of those mass killings were last weekend. What can we do about these mass killings? I don't know. You know, the sad part is they're pretty much unique to the United States. And why is that, for goodness sakes? Here we are, a beacon of freedom. Hopefully a guiding light for other countries in the world, and we're stuck with this plague, huh? Any thoughts? 283-2525. Well, let's get to the people here without any further delay today. Hi there, caller. This is Dave Mullarkey. Go right ahead. It's your turn.
Well, hi, Dave.
Hi, how you doing?
I am concerned about all the shootings and all that. That's just so sad.
Oh, yeah.
So many families are just so affected by it. But what I'm calling about today is last few months, I don't get to listen to your program all the time, but I listened to a book talk about a book where there was like an elevator, and this boy would get off the elevator and he'd meet different people from his past.
Oh, yeah.
And I never could get the name of that book, and I kind of wanted to read it.
Well, I don't have that file with me here in this studio right now. It's back at my desk, but I know the book you're talking about. It was several months ago.
I want to say
4 or 5 months ago off the top of my head, but I will be able to get it for you and pass it on maybe on Monday if you have a chance to listen on Monday. I can't remember it off the top of my head right now. It was kind of a fascinating story because it kind of went through his life and it was different floors of this building.
Right.
He was on this elevator, and it was kind of hard to figure out initially, but then once you kind of got the gist of it, it was interesting. And gosh, I wish I could remember it, but I can't off the top of my head.
Well, that is the book I was asking about, so. Okay, if you find it, I'll make an effort here to listen to it on Monday.
Okay, and if you're not able to, then call me sometime next week, and I'll make sure that I've looked it up for you.
Okay, yeah, I do work part-time, so sometimes I can get off and sometimes I can't.
Oh, I understand.
I do enjoy your show.
Oh, thanks very much for that. Thanks.
Hey, have a great weekend. It's a beautiful one.
Oh, enjoy the weather, huh? Wow.
Yeah. Okay.
Thanks. Bye-bye. 283-2525 is our number. Open talk, 283-2525. What's the cause of this incredible plague that we have here in America with these, you know, mass killings? I mean, it happens occasionally in other countries, but nowhere does it come near the number of mass killings we have here in the United States. And, of course, this past weekend, two of them within not much more than 24 hours of each other. Why is it? I don't know. Some people say that part of the problem might be the video games that young people are playing these days. Not just kids, but young adults especially. In fact, President Trump mentioned that in the wake of the killings this past weekend. I've thought about that too. The experts seem to think that that's not the big reason. I see some of these video games advertised on TV, if you've seen them, and they're really violent. I mean, it's just blowing people up and car wrecks and all kind of stuff, and wow. But I was reading one expert who said, listen, there are video games all over the world. That's not unique to America. And we don't have these problems in other countries, so they discount that. 283-2525, the number. Let's take another call here. Hi there, this is Dave. Go right ahead, it's your turn.
Dave, some statistics.
Yes, please.
About the United States.
Mm-hmm.
We represent about 4.4% of the world population. We have in civilian hands more than 400 million guns.
It's a lot.
So the per capita of guns in this country is greater than the population of this country.
And it's certainly far greater than any other country in the world per capita, right?
That's right. The other statistics that I find compelling is that the NRA says guns for all, and their phrase is guns don't kill people, people kill people. If you put that in the form of an equation, you have more guns for more people, so that more people can kill more people with guns. It's a simple equation.
Well, I am not an anti-gun person. In fact, I am a gun owner myself. But I make a distinction, and I don't know. I think it's a common sense decision. Maybe I'm wrong. I mean, you're not allowed to have a howitzer. You're not allowed to have a rocket launcher. You're not allowed to have a machine gun on a tripod. Why are you allowed to have assault rifles, you know, AK-47-style assault rifles? That's
with high capacity magazines.
Magazines, yeah. That's
and it actually was, you may remember, there was a time when assault rifles were banned in this country.
That's true. And then
remember that?
Oh, huh? It was about 10, 12 years ago, and then the Senate eliminated.
It had a time limit.
Yeah, it had a sunset clause, and when the time came, it expired, and the Senate would not renew it. No. So the
the Senate, as one person once said, has the backbone of a chocolate eclair. So I think mostly, and also if you look at the national statistics, well more than two-thirds of Americans say that assault rifles and high-capacity magazines should be banned. I mean, that's, you know, if you put it to a national referendum, I doubt if you could do it, but if you put it to a national referendum, you would be hearing from all the people. I just think that it's absurd. country like ours. You know, we're bordering on plutocracy, and in some cases, autocracy.
Well, I'm concerned about the assault rifles and the high-capacity magazines, and the other thing that I'm concerned about is that we don't have universal background checks. I mean, what would be wrong with that? Again, to me, that's just a common-sense solution. You know, in days gone by, it would have taken weeks for a clearance, but today with computers, it's no time at all. I mean, you know, you can do a background check on somebody in nothing flat. If you have something in your background, or if somebody has something in their background that would preclude them from owning a gun, why not? Why not have background checks? I don't understand that.
Neither do I. And you may remember when the FBI asked, I believe, the Senate for permission to do some research on people they had identified as being on their terrorist watch list.
Mm-hmm.
That was denied.
I wasn't aware of that.
Yes, it's true.
Hey, thanks for the call, my friend. I really do appreciate talking to you, and enjoy the weekend. I hope it's a lot more peaceful than last weekend was, huh?
You and me both. Thank you, Dave.
Thank you. 283-2525. It's open talk here on the program today. 283-2525. Let's go to this line next. Caller, thanks for waiting. This is Dave Malarkey. Go right ahead. It's your turn.
Good afternoon, Dave. How are you today?
Just fine. Enjoying the sunshine and a beautiful weekend ahead. Weather-wise, I'm loving it.
Yes, it is beautiful. I want to talk about the situation with the guns. I am in favor of having guns to protect yourself in your home.
So am I.
But none of these, you know, things that they have out there today, like what has happened here in the past. I had heard on the news that a gunman shot his whatever for 30 seconds and killed 9 people. That is absolutely crazy.
Well, that's with a, you know, semi-automatic weapon with a high-capacity
yes.
magazine, just what our previous caller was talking about.
Yes, I feel we do not need to make these guns or sell these guns, and there needs to be something done about it. I think our forefathers did not have that in mind. I think that back then, when they wrote the amendment, they had was maybe a handgun, a rifle, to protect themselves and their homes and their loved ones.
Mm. Yeah, and their long rifles back in those days. Once they fired off a shot, it took them some time to reload. You know, they had to dump the powder in and put the ball in and use the ramrod and all that stuff. It was the furthest thing from a semi-automatic weapon that you could possibly imagine.
Yes, and I mean, today our guns and rifles are more modern, but that's all, you know, that we should need is a gun or a rifle, not these other crazy stuff they have out there.
All right.
And I also believe that there needs to be strongly something more done with the loopholes in buying a gun. There's a lot of loopholes and sloppy work. You know, these people are getting these assault weapons so easily, and people are being killed every day.
Well, thanks for your call. I appreciate you sharing your thoughts with us, my friend. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Dave.
Have a good weekend.
You too.
283-2525 is the number, 283-2525. Hi, caller. This is Dave. Thanks for your patience in waiting. Go right ahead. It's your turn. Yes, hello?
Hello?
Yes, you're on the air. Go right ahead, sir.
Hello?
Yes, go right ahead. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Just a a few thoughts, Dave, on the gun thing.
Oh, please do. Go right ahead, please.
One thing is, you know, we talk about the Second Amendment all the time. Maybe it's time to revisit the First Amendment and get back to a few things in the classroom, like having that moment of silence. Someone wants to pray, they can, or just meditate, and making sure we say the Pledge of Allegiance. And it's not so much about the freedom of religion or anything like that as it is maybe discipline. It seems like our younger people have lost their way as far as upbringing and discipline, and maybe that's something we need to take a look at and get back to.
I wouldn't have any problem with that whatsoever, a moment of silence. Don't kids say the Pledge of Allegiance anymore at the start of the school day? I don't know.
Well, I think they do, but the moment of silence and the prayer in the school has gone away, and you know, if you look at it back, I guess when I was growing up in the late 60s and 70s, yeah, we had guns at home. We played Army at recess. We played Cowboys and Indians. Watched the ever-violent Bugs Bunny cartoons, but we never went out and did these kind of things. Yeah. And I think that's part of it. I don't think you can put your finger on any one thing. You know, I guess an analogy I like to use is I don't think a guitar player knows when his string's going to break so he can't play. Maybe that's what happens to some people, too. So maybe it's different things that can set them off. Maybe it's a racist comment. Maybe it's a video game. There's so many different things to just finger just one, I think, is pretty hard to do.
I think you've really hit it on the head. I was talking with a physician earlier this week in the wake of these horrible massacres last weekend, a physician, medical doctor, and he said what bothers him, and you know, we were talking about this, everybody's talking about it this week, and I mentioned the background checks and the assault rifles and so on, and he said one thing that I don't hear anybody talking about is stress. And he said, as a physician, I can understand that the human brain can be greatly affected by that, by stress. And we have a very stressful lifestyle in America these days. Everybody is, you know, overbooked and overstressed. And he said, you never know when the mind is going to snap. And the more I thought about it after talking with a physician, I said, yeah, that's another factor. And you are absolutely correct. It's not just one thing. It's a whole series of things that, you know, it's a complex cause.
It's just a giant puzzle, and nobody knows what's going to trigger that individual. Mm-hmm. You can have a bad day at work and go home and watch one of the news reports and see somebody getting hammered on and called names, and maybe that sets them off.
I agree.
But to narrow it down to say, well, okay, we have to do background checks. Well, I can't go to a gun store now and buy a gun and walk out with it. They have to, you fill out what we call the yellow paper, and they call it in to whoever, some database, and it comes back, yes, you're okay to own one, or no, you're not. But if that person's fine at 1 o'clock and at 4 o'clock he's not, I don't know how you defend against that.
No, you're right, and that's what the physician that I was talking to mentioned. The other thing to point out is just how complex this cause might be. Sometimes it's just stupidity. I'm sure you're familiar with the story that came out just yesterday about this young man who dressed up in military camo and body armor and started walking through a Walmart parking lot with a rifle. You heard that story, did you not?
It was in
Missouri.
Yes, I did.
Now, whatever would possess, apparently he wasn't going to harm anyone, but what would possess, I mean, an idiot to do something like that? It's just pure stupidity. There was a a retired fireman who had a concealed carry permit who saw this guy, this young man. I saw a picture of him, and he seemed to be a young man, a teenager. And this retired firefighter pulled out his handgun and covered him and said, give me your rifle, and held him at bay until the police got there. But how stupid could somebody be as to do that? I mean, that's just pure stupidity.
There is certainly a lack of common sense today. And yes, it's a lot of places are open carry, but you have to use common sense and judgment. I mean, yes, that individual, in my opinion, was just asking for it, you know, especially in the wake of what happened.
I saw a police, actually I heard it on CBS radio here on WISR this morning. This was in Springfield, Missouri, and one of the police officers who was called to the scene where the retired firefighter was holding this guy at bay, he said, this kid is lucky to be alive. You know, to do what he did in the wake of these mass killings at the Walmart in El Paso, he is lucky that he's alive. He's lucky he wasn't shot dead.
I agree.
Thanks for the call, my friend. Good to talk with you today. I think you raised a lot of good points there.
Thank you, sir. Have a good day.
And you. Enjoy the weekend. 283-2525. It's Open Talk. 283-2525. Take a quick break, and we'll be back with more. One of our sponsors on the program today is Miller's Shoes. Folks, did you ever stop and think about why Miller's Shoes could possibly be around as long as they are? 126 years. Main Street, downtown Butler. Well, the reason is because of their service. They have great selection. They have quality shoes. They have an excellent price. They've got the famous Miller's Fit. And they've got the smile from the Ciprian family. That's why they're still around after 126 years. Generations of families from our area have bought their shoes at Miller's Shoes. Right now, there's still a lot of summer left. They've got SAS Comfort Sandals. You've heard of SAS Comfort Shoes, haven't you? They make sandals, too, made in America. And there's a variety of styles and colors, and they're just as comfortable as the SAS Comfort Shoes. Stop in. See Jimmy Ciprian or some of the other folks there and say, I want to try a pair of those SAS sandals. Or maybe Rockports or Hush Puppies or many of their other famous name brands that they have. And athletic shoes, my goodness, all the famous brands at Miller's. Nike and New Balance and Saucony and Rockport and Keds and Children's Skechers and Easy Spirit and Asics and Pro-Pet, all there under one roof. Miller's Shoes, 215 South Main Street, in downtown Butler. Let's take another call. It's Open Talk here on the program today at 283-2525. Hi, caller. Thanks for waiting. This is Dave here. Go right ahead. It's your turn.
Hello, Dave. Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Oh, thanks for calling. Glad to hear from you.
Sure. Hey, just a quick, to me, side note.
Yeah.
When you hear some of these insane actions of some of these individuals who are out there, I can't help but feel for our law enforcement officers who are, in my opinion, too quickly to be criticized by individuals who think, well, they didn't handle that situation the way they should have handled it. They don't have a lot of time to think about how to handle the situation when a suspect doesn't respond properly to their requests.
Amen to that. We had a situation down in suburban Pittsburgh where a man was acting erratically with a gun, pointing it at police, who unfortunately was shot and killed a few days ago. But what are you going to do? And this idiot in Missouri who dressed up in military clothes and body armor and starts walking across a Walmart parking lot carrying a rifle. He's lucky that he's alive.
Like he's daring the next guy to come towards him.
I mean, don't be surprised
if you get accommodated on that request.
Absolutely.
You know, I'm thinking, wow, buddy.
It's beyond insensitive. It's just pure stupidity.
I don't even know that I'd classify it stupidity, Dave. It's like stubbornness.
Well, that's a point too. Yeah.
Yeah. But what? Hey, take care.
You too. Enjoy the weekend.
Thanks.
Enjoy the weekend. 283-2525. We'll take a break. Open Talk on the Friday edition of It's Your Turn, 283-2525. We will be right back. In today's fast-paced world, our lives get a whole lot easier when we trust experts. We trust people who know what they're doing. And when it comes to shipping, I trust Cullen Postal Butler. They're right off Newcastle Road on Shockey Lane, right behind King's and Villa Grande restaurants. It's easy, too. I just cruise on back, go say hello to the friendly folks inside, and they package my items for shipping. And that saves me a whole lot of time. If I'm trying to wrap my item, trying to find the right size box or the bubble wrap or the mailing labels, with Cullen Postal Butler, I know they provide quality service. They've got great prices. Most importantly, they are trustworthy. So I know that my package will go where I need it to go. That's Cullen Postal Butler, 140 Shockey Lane in the Shockey Mini Storage Complex, your friendly neighborhood shipping store, Cullen Postal Butler.
Tobacco for Less is Western PA's largest glass emporium, and they now have a store in Butler at Pullman Square Plaza. What makes Tobacco for Less different from other stores? For starters, they have so many glass pipes to choose from. They also feature a walk-in humidor and a vape juice bar. And of course, they carry a variety of standard tobacco products too. The Tobacco for Less Health and Wellness Department stocks a large selection of high-quality CBD products. For all your smoking and vaping needs, check out Tobacco for Less with locations in Butler, Sharon, and Aliquippa.
Open talk on this first portion of the It's Your Turn program here on a Friday, an absolutely gorgeous Friday. Boy, if you up early, as I am early in the morning, it was just gorgeous from the get-go today. It's a little breezy out there now. Actually, that feels pretty good, too. But early this morning, not a breath of wind, just dead calm. We didn't even have that early morning August haze that is so common this time of year. We've had it the last couple of days. Not today, no. Just beautiful. And the forecast is gorgeous for the entire weekend. Today, tomorrow, Sunday, even into Monday. Even the temperatures are going to be terrific. You know, mid to upper 70s today and tomorrow. And this is August. Dog days of August. It wouldn't be surprising if it was 90 degrees. High of 77 today. Whew, gotta love it. About same tomorrow, incidentally. A touch warmer on Sunday, but still pleasant. High near 80. Now by Monday, another dry day, incidentally, according to the long-range forecast. Mostly sunny, a little bit warmer. Up around 85 on Monday, but what a stretch, huh? And yesterday, here in the immediate Butler area, we lucked out. Because we had that real high probability of showers and storms yesterday. And I know there are some folks around the Butler area who said, well, what was the matter with the weather, folks? We never got any. There were places in Butler County that got the storms yesterday. But south of Butler, Allegheny County, south of Pittsburgh, they just got blasted yesterday. Thunder, lightning, strong gusty winds. So the weather folks, they were pretty good. We just lucked out. We lucked out in a good way yesterday. Open talk at 283-2525. I think we have time for one more call. Caller, go right ahead. We're going to give you the last word today. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, Dave.
Hi.
I wanted to tell you, I heard an interesting piece of information on the television.
Yeah.
We've had, this year alone, almost 9,000 people shot with guns in the United States.
Well, that's a lot. Yeah. Well, I'm not anti-gun, as I mentioned to one of our earlier callers.
I am like you. We are gun owners. I do think that they should ban assault rifles and high-capacity magazines.
Absolutely. I agree with that.
When somebody can shoot nine people in less than a minute, that's not good.
These are weapons of war. That's what they're designed for. They're designed for mass
killing people.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. I watched a thing on 60 Minutes. They showed a AR-15 round going through Jell-O-type stuff, like would be a human being.
Mm-hmm.
The round tumbles round and round, and it just rips people up as it goes through. Yeah. It's not like a pistol that goes straight through round. It tumbles, and it's meant to kill.
Well, it was certainly a sad weekend last weekend. It was just
yes, it was. Very sad. it's a shame. There's a lot of we seem to have a lot of angry people in America. We have people that think, I get on Facebook, and one woman got on with me, and she says, I wouldn't send my kids to public school. They indoctrinate our children in public schools. And I thought, what are you talking about?
I hear you. Listen, I have to scoot because I've got a guest
waiting.
Well,
thank you very much, Dave.
Oh, no. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah. Have a good weekend.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right. Take a break. Going to be talking about arthritis coming up on the next segment of It's Your Turn. Stick around. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
I can't remember the last time I went to the dentist. Now I'm too embarrassed to go because my teeth are in such bad condition.
Unfortunately, this person is not alone. Many folks put off going to the dentist because they fear being scolded for neglecting their teeth. This is Dr. Bob Todd with a special message. Dentistry today is faster, easier, and better than ever before. At our dental office, we don't believe in making you feel guilty, no matter how long it has been since you've seen a dentist. We know fear and embarrassment can cause a cycle of procrastination. If it has been years since you've been to the dentist, call us today. We will help put your mind at ease and bring your smile back to health.
If you hate going to the dentist but know you have a dental problem, help is only a phone call away. Dr. Bob Todd and his friendly dental team will answer all your questions and care for all your concerns. For complimentary information or to schedule an appointment at their Butler office on Evan City Road, please call 282-7774 or on the web at butlersmiles.com.
The days and weeks immediately following the loss of a loved one are so difficult, so personal. You think, does anybody really understand how I feel? I can't even understand it myself. I wish I could talk to someone about it. Well, you can. Thompson Miller Funeral Home in Butler offers a unique program called Someone's Caring. It's carefully and sensitively designed to help you ease the pain, to help you fill the gaps when you feel so alone. Men and women are invited to attend. Yes, men are beginning to realize it's okay to express their feelings in a small group setting. They're finding that it really helps. We offer four programs: a grief support group for those who have lost a loved one, for survivors of a suicide, for bereaved parents, and individual sessions. Our own trained bereavement specialist Robin S. Miller personally conducts the sessions. Call us at Thompson Miller, 724-287-3706, 287-3706. We can help. Thompson Miller Funeral Home at the corner of East North and McCain Streets in downtown Butler. Thompson Miller, time-honored excellence.
Listeners, we're going to be talking about, first of all, nice to have you with us on the It's Your Turn program here today on WISR. My name is Dave Malarkey. We're going to be talking about arthritis. On the next segment of the program, our guest visiting with us by telephone is Dr. Susan Blum, MD, medical doctor, and the author of a new book, brand new book, called Healing Arthritis, a three-step guide to conquering arthritis naturally. First of all, Dr. Blum, nice to have you with us here today for a few minutes. Good to talk with you.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm thrilled to be here.
Let's talk a little bit about arthritis. First of all, I understand from your book that it is the most common cause of disability in the world. Wow. Wow.
Isn't that crazy? I know. That's really, that statistic was very interesting to me as well. And one of the reasons why I decided to write the book, because there's so much amazing new research that we know about the root causes of arthritis, and I wanted to get that the word out because people really need help.
Well, I know it's common. One might guess back pain or something like that is the most common cause for disability, but in fact, it's arthritis. Arthritis used to be thought of as a disease that older people got. That's not the case anymore, is it?
No, and so arthritis is a big umbrella. Okay, so that's the first thing to understand. There's two main big categories of chronic arthritis. One is the autoimmune category, and then you have things like rheumatoid arthritis and psoriatic arthritis, where we see those ads on TV all the time for these strong medication, mm-hmm. right, for arthritis, and lupus and Sjogren's and all these autoimmune conditions can have arthritis. And then you have the second big category called osteoarthritis, and that's the one that, you know, most people think is inevitable, right? It's wear and tear as you get older. And what I explore in the book is all the research that we now know that no matter what kind of arthritis you have, the inflammation and pain that you have in your joints starts somewhere else in the body, and that it's a systemic illness. It's not just about wear and tear, and that it's not inevitable. And, you know, the other big thing I want everyone to know is that the statistics, it's changed. It's not just for older folks. There's about, of all people between age 45 and 65, so that's middle age, 30% have doctor-diagnosed arthritis.
Hmm.
I mean, that's a huge number.
I was familiar with rheumatoid arthritis, autoimmune. I was familiar with osteo, which osteo's bone. You get some wear and tear in the...
or injury, yeah.
Yeah, or injury, that's right. But you had another term in here that I've never even seen before. Spondyloarthritis. I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly.
Yes. So there's a condition called the category of spondyloarthritis. It gets that name because the back, the spine is often involved, and that's people with psoriatic arthritis, you know, people with psoriasis and also joint pain. That's a kind of spondyloarthritis because the back can be involved, as well as a condition called ankylosing spondylitis, which is it's not a very common AS or ankylosing spondylitis isn't as common, but psoriatic arthritis is actually pretty common, and that falls under that whole category that people don't really it's just terminology, mm-hmm. you know, that doctors mm-hmm. have, and I think it's really important it's very important that a person with arthritis goes to the doctor and gets the right diagnosis. And if you're not sure what kind of arthritis you have, my book explains all that. The whole first section of the book is all the different kinds of arthritis, how to make a diagnosis, how they're different. And that's really important. But from a functional medicine perspective, I'm a functional medicine doc, which means I look at the root cause. So instead of I'm trying to find the root cause, what's triggering the inflammation, and we treat that. And then you can reverse the arthritis at the root of it. And we call it sort of upstream medicine. You know, conventional modern medicine, we really try to make this diagnosis, and we treat you downstream and just manage the symptoms all the way at the end of the river, right?
Mm-hmm.
But instead, let's head up to the mountains. You know, let's see where that river starts, you know, and treat it upstream at the beginning. And the places that we go are... looking at the food, right? Food is an enormous trigger for inflammation in the body, and so I talk a lot about what we know about food and making different kind of choices people could make and food plans that are better for arthritis. And at the end of the day, the good old Mediterranean diet is actually a very health-supportive, gut-supportive, arthritis-supportive food plan, but you really have to focus on those whole foods and get rid of all the sugar and processed foods, and which is the Mediterranean diet, you know, at the end of the day. And so you have to look at food, and the big, big, big thing that's come out in the past 5 years, which I really want to drive home to people listening, is gut health. You know, I'm sure, you know, people have read all about the microbiome, right?
Yep,
you know,
yep.
You've heard about that. And so what we're learning and what we've learned a lot about already is that those 100 trillion bacteria that live in our gut and, you know, all these, our whole ecosystem that we live in us and around us, the ecosystem in your gut, the microbes, they help determine the amount of inflammation in your body. And so a healthy gut is a healthy immune system, and a healthy gut will keep the inflammation down in your body. And so I really explain that in detail in the book and what's the path to having a healthy gut, you know, so I explain why it's important and then how to heal your gut so that if you have an inflammatory arthritis of any kind, you need to make sure you have a healthy gut. That's like the first most important take home mm-hmm. that I want people to know.
You say in your book many times the root cause of arthritis is inflammation. Is this a relatively new development? Did medical science always believe this?
Well, medical science has always known inflammation is what's causing the pain, right? So inflammation, what is inflammation? Inflammation is when there's sort of, there's a trigger of some sort, and your immune system reacts to that trigger and releases these chemical compounds that zip around your body, causing swelling, pain, heat, and redness. That's sort of the definition of an itis. Like if you have arthritis, the definition of the inflammation is redness, pain, swelling, and heat. And if you see it on the outside of your body, like in a joint, it's very obvious. You can see it. But on the inside, like in your gut or in your muscles or, you know, inside your joints, you can't really see what's going on. But we know that those inflammatory compounds and chemicals are there. That's not new. We've always known that. What we're learning is when I talk about root cause, I'm looking for the root cause of that inflammation. So we know that inflammation causes the pain, but the question is, what's the root cause of the inflammation, and that's what's new, and that, you know, newer. You know, in the world of functional medicine, I'm in my second decade of practicing this kind of what I call, we call root cause medicine,
mm-hmm.
and we've always been looking for where inflammation originates in the body. It doesn't, so it's showing up in the joints, and we know that the inflammation, like I said, I'm repeating myself a little just to drive home the point, the inflammation, knowing that there's inflammation in the joints isn't new. What's new is we're understanding now where that's coming from.
Listeners, just a little bit about Dr. Blum. And by the way, if you're looking for her online, it's B-L-U-M, Blum, Dr. Susan Blum. She's an assistant clinical professor in the Department of Preventative Medicine at the Mount Sinai School of Medicine in New York City. As she said, she's been treating and preventive chronic disease for more than a decade. She also serves on the medical advisory board for the Dr. Oz Show, and she is the founder of Blum Center for Health. Is there a website for the Blum Center for Health, by the way, Doctor?
Absolutely. So our website is blumhealthmd.com, and that's where I would send everybody to look at me and my programs. If you're interested in the book, I have amazing, like, free giveaway information and downloads that we give giving away for free on the website for the book, which is healingarthritisthebook.com. And if you go there, I have all sorts of videos and information about the book and some free downloads that you can get.
Okay, this is a good opportunity for us to take a quick break. When we come back, I want to talk about the three-step guide that is outlined at some length in Dr. Blum's book, Healing Arthritis. You're listening to It's Your Turn on WISR. We'll pick up our conversation with Dr. Susan Blum right after these words.
Butler Health System is a top 100 hospital for getting Doug back to playing with his grandkids and managing his farm.
For ensuring that Craig made it to his daughter's college graduation.
For helping Ray travel to Europe to visit his family.
At Butler Health System, we know what it takes to provide nationally recognized care. But more importantly, we know why we have to.
Caring hands, remarkable minds. That's Butler Health System.
Time for a checkup for your pet. We recommend Suburban Animal Clinic. Or maybe Fido or Tabby's not feeling so well. Suburban Animal Clinic, a small animal veterinary practice located Route 8 south of Butler at the intersection with Thorncrest Drive. It's about 5 miles south of Butler. Suburban Animal Clinic, in the spirit of Dr. Dennis Damon. Their services include wellness checks for your pet, of course, also emergency care. They have laser therapy, dental available. Also, prescription diets, you know, one of the things that are problems for a lot of our pets these days, being overweight. Microchipping, they can handle that as well. Suburban Animal Clinic, Route 8, south of Butler. If you're headed south from Butler toward Pittsburgh, as soon as you pass all the auto dealerships, start looking on your left. That's Suburban Animal Clinic, Route 8, south at Thorncrest Drive. Welcome back. I'm Dave Malarkey. You're listening to It's Your Turn here on WISR. And our guest is Dr. Susan Blum, MD. She's a medical doctor and the author of a new book entitled Healing Arthritis, Your Three-Step Guide to Conquering Arthritis Naturally. So we spent the first part of our conversation, Dr. Blum, talking about just what arthritis is, the root cause being inflammation. Now we want to take some time and talk about your three-step guide. We can treat this naturally, you claim?
Yes. Well, I believe very strongly that we can heal it naturally. And actually, one of the things I love, that I really enjoyed about this book, this is my second book. I wrote a previous book on autoimmunity. In this book, I wrote a lot of stories about many, many patients that I treated and different kinds of arthritis and the way that we work through this three-step program together. And so it's just very exciting to see, you know, people get better, especially after they've been told by their, conventional docs or their rheumatologists that they're just going to have to live this way for the rest of their lives and be on very strong pain-killing medication, which is, you know, look, conventional medicine is great. If you really are suffering, you're in a flare, you really need to, it's okay to need medication to sort of feel better at that, you know, to do both, right? So you take the medication if you need it to sort of get yourself through this acute phase of or this acute pain that you're having. But then we need to dig into the root cause, like why, where is this inflammation coming from? And here's my three-step program that I offer people, which I've been using in my practice for, you know, almost two decades to really reverse arthritis. Number one, there's always a food plan that you start with, because food is, the way you're eating is the number one thing that influences the health of your gut, as well as determines the levels of inflammation in your body. And so I offer what I call, it's a leaky gut diet for arthritis. And it's really a basic, if you have inflammatory arthritis or inflammation in your joints, we know that you have some damage to your digestive system. Your gut has some damage. And when you have a damage, and I'm going to talk about that in step two, right? We fix the gut in step two. But for step one, we start with a food plan that is the way to eat for people with a damaged gut. And so we do a basic elimination diet, which is temporary. It's just for step one, and it's, you remove gluten, dairy, soy, corn, eggs, and nightshade vegetables. And so there is a food plan, and the book explains it. It's very straightforward and easy. It doesn't sound as easy when I explain it now, by now, when you're just listening to it, but I promise we hold your hand and take you through it. It's really, really important, because when you have a damaged gut, the food you're eating can often be coming into the body and triggering inflammation. It can be a trigger of inflammation. But once we then move to step two, which is repairing the gut, intensive gut repair, once you repair your gut, you can eat those foods again. The problem isn't so much the food. The problem is the damaged gut. And this is what we're learning, and we've learned in the past decade of research.
That kind of scared me, because when you said, for the initial start, no gluten, and no dairy, no soy, no corn, no eggs, no sugar, no coffee. Not a whole lot left, but you don't have to do that forever. Huh?
You don't do it forever, and it's a temporary. So here's the thing. To make this simple for people listening, it's really, think about it like there's the initial therapeutic phase of the program. You have to start with something quickly. It's like the harder part, which is the beginning. You want to feel better quickly, and you want to remove those triggers. And so it's sort of the therapeutic phase. Yes, at the beginning, everybody, you're not going to find anybody in the functional integrative medicine world. We all start with some sort of an elimination diet, because we know that when you have a leaky gut, and your listeners can look up this term leaky gut, it's like all over, you know, the news and the internet, like we, all the functional people, we all understand, even conventional gastroenterology, we now know there's this thing called a leaky gut, and conventional rheumatologists, it's in conventional journals now, there's a thing called leaky gut, and if you have arthritis, you have a leaky gut. And so food you're eating is going to cause some inflammation. So until we heal your leaky gut, which is step two, you know, you're going to have to, if you want to feel better and reduce that pain, restricting some of these foods is going to help you feel better. So instead of focusing on what you can't eat, here's the thing. You can have all grains, but you can't, you're just going to not have gluten grains, right? So you can have rice and quinoa. There's plenty to eat. Right? And so you can have all vegetables, just not corn. Mm-hmm. Right? You can have all legumes, just not soy. So you have to think of it that way.
Okay.
You know, like there's plenty of food.
Yeah, that makes
right?
sense.
You can have chicken and turkey, and you can have lamb. There's plenty of food to eat, right? And so there's just a certain amount of, there's just a few things we're going to take out, and we help you through that. And you'll feel better. I mean, that's the thing. Isn't it worth it if you have less pain on the food plan, you know?
And you do that for 2 weeks, you say?
You start that the first 2 weeks, exactly.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And then you start working on healing the gut. And the way that you work on healing the gut, there's some very simple ways to start. I do recommend herbs, and I explain to you where you can get them, you know, and I explain exactly what to buy, and you can, there's plenty of places to buy things. You can get them online at Amazon even, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I explain to you which herbs. Because often there's an overgrowth of yeast or bad bacteria, sometimes parasites in the gut. And so there's just simple herbs that you can take to just sort of prune the inner garden, like I like to say, right? So we're going to prune the garden and clean out those bad bacteria. You don't end up in the bathroom. It's sort of like a gut cleanse.
Okay.
So you need to do this sort of gut cleanse, which I take you through very simply. And then I talk about probiotics and the use of probiotics. So probiotics are really helpful. And so you work on repairing the balance of the gut microbes. And that can take anywhere from 1 to 2 months, depending on how bad your arthritis is. And so we work on that. And as you do that, you will feel better. And then step three, which I want to, this is where it's really important to understand. The step three, this is from my experience of 2 decades of doing this. I call this the Finish What You Started program, right? I really bring the sanity back. Here's the way to live your, here's what we know about long term. Here's how to eat in the long term. And this is where I start talking about the Mediterranean diet because it supports the good gut bacteria. You know, this is where we talk about, you know, mindfulness and stress and how stress comes into the body and damages the gut. Because in the long run, to have a healthy gut is what's going to keep your arthritis pain at bay. And so you heal the gut, you heal your arthritis. And so there's a long-term sort of suggestions and a program that's very easy to integrate into your life that I take people through in step three. You know, so I promise you that there's a beginning, more intensive part, but I promise that I take everyone to a very easy to incorporate permanent suggestions that's going to help you heal your arthritis over the long term.
A couple of questions occurred to me. You mentioned probiotics, and I know that's in all
yes.
three of your steps. You know, it seems to me that probiotics, man, when you're at the store, it's like organic or natural, which has now appeared on almost everything you pick up. I mean, you could pick up anything, and it says probiotics. So you talk a little bit about that in your book so we know what we're doing with probiotics?
Yes, there's a whole section on probiotics, actually. And just a quick tip for people listening. Probiotics are very interesting. What are probiotics? They're actually some strains of those good bacteria that live in our gut. You can actually take it in a pill form. I love also using food, right? So there's cultured foods. If you know, at first we always remove dairy at the beginning just to see, and then you reintroduce the dairy and see if it gives you any digestive symptoms. If you're not sensitive to dairy, then yogurt is fine, right? So you can, but you can also do cultured coconut milk or cultured. There are other ways to get cultured foods. There's fermented vegetables like sauerkraut. So there's a way to get in probiotics that's food-based, okay? So that's the first thing. So at the end of the day, and I talk a lot about this even in the long step three, which is the Finish What You Started sort of program for long-term, is to do it with food, right? To try to get all these things and not need supplements. That's the goal.
Mm-hmm.
And so, but probiotics, when you're in the store, the research is very clear that for arthritis, probiotics are helpful. They reduce inflammation. It's not like you're just taking seeds that are going to plant new flowers to grow in your inner garden, right? It's actually the probiotics themselves are what we call immunomodulators. They reduce inflammation in the body. And so so the studies really look at many strains. So many strains of lactobacillus. So I always tell people, when you go to the store, find a probiotic supplement that has as many strains as possible. And so there's some really good over-the-counter strains, like Garden of Life, for example. And I don't have any stake in Garden of Life, I'm just mm-hmm. saying. That's an easy one to find in any of the store health food stores. And so they have many, like 10, 11, 12 different strains of bacteria. And then you know you're going to get sort of what you need. So I favor multi-strains. You want to make sure that a probiotic doesn't give you things you don't want. So some of them are grown on dairy medium, so I like it to be corn and dairy free,
okay.
Right, when you're choosing, because they have fillers in them, supplements. That's sometimes supplements, when you choose any supplements, the big challenge is you want to make sure that what's in there is what you need, but it's not also bringing things you don't,
mm-hmm.
right? So fillers and dyes and things like that. And so you want to make sure you're choosing a brand that has no, and it should say it on the bottle, on the box or bottle, easy for you to see, because they should be proud of it, right? So, in terms of refrigerated versus not refrigerated, if possible, Garden of Life's not refrigerated, so that is one that's okay. Some of them are fine not refrigerated, but I also, because sometimes you don't know where that bottle's been or how it was transported or how it came from the warehouse to the shelf that you're looking at, I do often recommend choosing a refrigerated one if possible.
Mm-hmm. Now, listeners, obviously there's a lot more on probiotics in Dr. Blum's book, Healing Arthritis. A couple of other things I have to mention because I've read about these being good for arthritis. Fish oil and vitamin D. I know you talk about both of those things.
Absolutely. And so, and first of all, even for people, even if you're listening and you don't have arthritis, inflammation is the root problem for heart disease We're looking at it for Alzheimer's disease and chronic degenerative brain stuff. You know, diabetes, cancer, inflammation is at the root of many, many chronic diseases and pain syndromes. And so at the end of the day, you want to reduce inflammation. So when you talk about fish oil, it's sort of an extension of food, right? Because fish oil gives you omega-3 fats. And the standard American diet, the modern American diet, is really imbalanced in the kinds of fats people eat. Animal fat and saturated fat is more inflammatory. Dairy fat is more inflammatory in the body. Whereas fish oil, you know, fat from fish and fat from nuts and seeds is anti-inflammatory. And so we know that that giving people fish oil reduces their pain and inflammation. And so the dose is, so two things. I wanted to make the point that you can do that. This is it illustrates the importance of food, right? And that eventually you could work with food to get the right kinds of balance of fat in your body so that you'll reduce inflammation. And that's one of the food strategies in the Mediterranean diet, right? It's high in olive oil, nuts and seeds, and fish. Fish oil, taking supplements, which I usually always recommend when the person first comes in to see me, again, this is the therapeutic phase. This is the first few months. High-dose fish oil, which is rich in EPA, DHA, studies have been very clear that they reduce pain and inflammation in the body and in the joints. 3 grams a day of EPA plus DHA, you need to really dose up, right? Mm-hmm. And you want to choose a fish oil that does that says on the label, guaranteed, free purity guaranteed. You know, no heavy metals, no pesticides, tested, right? So you want to make sure it's really clean.
I got, and our time runs short here, but I must ask you about vitamin D because I've read about that being good. Now, you know, when I was in, high school, you learned about getting vitamin B by being out in the sun. Now we worry about damage from being out in the sun too long. So is it okay to take a vitamin D supplement?
First of all, thank you for bringing up vitamin D. So important. Vitamin D is one of the most important regulators of the immune system. It's for every aspect of your immune system, including inflammation. So I don't have one patient I could think of in my entire medical practice, that, which is thousands of people, that doesn't require a vitamin D supplement. Now, I'm in New York, so, you know, part of it is the exposure to the sun, right? But there's something that's changed in terms of whether it's our ability for the skin to absorb it or whether it's just the atmosphere's changed and the actual light has changed. But people are not maintaining vitamin D levels by being outside anymore. And yes, people slather themselves with sunscreen, which is going to prevent the vitamin D. So if you want to try to get your vitamin D from sunshine, you actually have to be outside. And really, in the Northeast, it's 4 months a year, right? So it's only June, July, or May, June, July, August, where mm-hmm. it's strong enough. And you have to 20 minutes, and you have to be in a tank top and shorts, you know, of no sunscreen. So we have an epidemic of low vitamin D levels, and it's your doctor, everybody listening, your doctor should be testing you for this. It's part of an annual checkup. You get a vitamin D level checked, and you see what kind of levels of vitamin D dosing you need. In my practice, I find that 2,000 a day of vitamin D, I mean, I check everyone's levels, and I give them a dose based upon what they need to get their targeted vitamin D in the blood to between 50 and 70. You know, that's the levels I'm trying to get people to, and so I dose people, I prescribe the dose based upon helping them raise it to that level. I find 2,000 a day is like maintenance for most of my patients. Hmm. And I go up to 5,000 a day, you know, to raise it, to get it up to 50 to 70. You know, but we follow it. But really, really important. And so, yes, absolutely. Fish oil, vitamin D, and there's another kind of oil called GLA, which is borage oil or evening primrose. Really good studies on people with rheumatoid arthritis that 500 milligrams a day of borage oil or evening primrose is also will help lower the pain and inflammation of arthritis. So,
folks, there's tons more on supplements
tons.
In the book. There are case studies in the book. There's even a section of recipes toward the back. So if you or someone you know or love is dealing with this, it seems like a pretty good book. The title is Healing Arthritis, Your Three-Step Guide to Conquering Arthritis Naturally. And it's by Susan Blum, B-L-U-M, Dr. Susan Blum, M.D. Doctor, nice to talk with you today. Thanks for joining us here.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Sure. So long now.
Bye.
The Young Funeral Home of Butler invites you to stop by their Jefferson Street location, downtown Butler, to talk about pre-arrangements. Not the easiest thing to do, but necessary. And the Young family will walk you through the process, making it very comfortable and really easy to take care of. You'll experience peace of mind knowing that your wishes and plans will be carried out to the last detail. Call the Young Funeral Home in Butler today to make an appointment with a member of the Young family. Generations of the Young family have been caring for generations of Butler families for well over 40 years. The Young Funeral Home, West Jefferson Street in Butler.
Thanks for joining us for today's edition of It's Your Turn with Dave Malarkey here on WISR 680 AM. Today's broadcast is also archived for you online at WISR680.com. Tune in again next time for Dave Malarkey's It's Your Turn, weekdays from 1230 to 130, right here on WISR 680.
Guys would give the world, I'm sure, to wear the shoes he wore.